all happening down the south coast as per usual. We're getting brusher, we're getting bream, we're getting blacktail, we're getting pinkies the size of dumpy cans. Beautiful fish down here. Yellowtail on shad trays. Have you ever?
There is a goose out here laying a golden egg on the south coast.
There you go, buddy. Hit now!
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hey, hey, welcome back, anglers. Welcome back to Angler News SA, where it is a South Coast slay. It is with shad. It is with gaddick. It is with cob. It is with brusher. It is with bronze bream. It is even yellowfish. Guys, down the South Coast, there's even carp coming out of the rivers. You know what? I didn't believe it at first. Adam didn't believe it. But you know what? We can't trust him in what he's saying because he has got the most latest news. This news came in like literally 10 minutes before this podcast. And I honestly could have not have found a more fitting title than the one that we have today. But apart from the South Coast, guys, everywhere else, there has been fish coming out. Now, not as crazy. However, this weekend, we are poised for some serious epic action. We will have rods bending. We will have reel screaming. We will have you tightening on that drag. So you're going to be holding on tight. Now, before you hold on tight, turn on the volume and listen up because we are kicking off with this week's KZN's hottest fishing report from the world's greatest angling reporters. But before we do that, huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Now, guys, remember, you have got just 1 week left for the world's biggest shad competition. 50,000 Rand for the biggest shad that is coming out. It only costs 250 bucks to enter, so make sure you do it. And you know what? The biggest shad comes out as a bycatch, right? In fact, our cover, the guy was fishing for stumpies, and he caught that mammoth shad. So, you know what? You got to be in it to win it. You never know which one is going to be that 5 kilo, 6 kilo, 7 kilo shad. And even if not, hey, the seal weights, and you got some amazing prizes in between that. So that's the shad competition. It is KZN's biggest event. It is cash. It is hard currency. You gotta do it. There are 3 weekends to fish it from the time it kicks off. So you know what? Just go and do it. Sign up. All right. You can do it online. You can do it at any of the 7 Kingfisher branches. Now, that's going to be with the shad. And there are shad in this episode. We're going to tell you where it is. And apart from that shad, there's a whole lot of other species. But we are going to kick off the show in Durban with Mike V and Brad Krubler with all the action that's been going on and what you can expect for this weekend.
How's it, guys? With the rough season, bad weather we had the last couple of days, there hasn't been a lot on the main beaches. It's mainly been, again, on the bricks and the reefs. Guys been looking mainly for the bronze bream, the cob, the stumpies, that sort of fishing. The guys that did persevere in the flatter water did find a couple big shad around, some absolute rockets. There was a few garricks, some decent sized cob caught. Yeah, so there are fish around when the sea does settle. In the big sea, the oaks have been traveling far south down towards Trafalgar or up towards the Tugela, doing all their scratching and that for their normal rockfish that they're hunting. On the ski boat and battle ski side, when it's been right, there's been bite. It's been that simple. A couple of snook here and there, one or two, some lovely cooter, one or two sailie, some small tunny things I get up and down the coast. Guys are traveling quite far to get a bite sometimes, but there is bite. The guys that are fishing on the bottom have been getting odd yellowtail, one or two killbeck, some doggers, rock cods, all that sort of thing. So the ski boat guys, as always, having some good fun out. Durban Bay, the guys putting in the time have been very successful. It's a good couple of cob have been caught, some nice size ones, some lovely grunter around. The keys have started apparently. I haven't seen it for myself. I was just told they have started. But there are one or two springing around, but not an artificial yet. The guys have been getting them on bait. So all in all, looks like we set up for a lovely weekend fishing. I did see that the weather was going to settle down for a few days. So yeah, let's see how it goes. Guys, this is Mike V for NSA News.
Good morning, guys. Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Yeah, guys, the fishing report for the ski boats for the last week off the Durban area. Let's start off with the shallows once again. There's a whole lot of those shallows primarily cooter hanging around out of Sloty area things. So those are the small dot cooters, nothing really big in number, big in size. Coming close towards Durban from Slongo all the way to Blue Lagoon, there's still quite a few snook around over there. The main biggest problem with the snook at the moment is that there's so many garfish, so you have to go through a lot of garfish to get your snook, because the little garfish just destroy your bait. Also, if the Blue Lagoon area, guys, Garrick, if you go to live bait out, there's a very good chance you will catch yourself a nice Garrick. On the bottom fishing, guys, there's been some really nice bottom fish, some really good sized slingers, nice soldiers, a lot of rubber lip, and some rock hards and stuff in between. Also, yeah, guys, the amberjacks are around. There's some really big ones coming off the south side. Big live bait. Yeah, and hurry up and wait and hang on for your dear life. Right, so, guys, this is Brad for Angling News South Africa. And, yeah, I'll speak to you guys all next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. That's what I like to hear. It is looking awesome. It is looking good for the weekend. We are ready. We are getting out there. All right. Now, let's jump onto the North Coast. I know you want to know what's going on down south, right? I mean, it is the title of our show, but I'm saving the best for last. Right now, this is Deandra with what's been going on the North Coast, and I will elaborate straight after her report with what's happening on the upper end.
Hi, fellow anglers. Deandra here reporting from the North Coast side. The past week hasn't been too bad for anglers up on this side. I've had some reports of flatfish like diamond ray catches, as well as a few sandies, with quite a few grey sharks over the past weekend. Anglers that has been targeting more on the edible side shared about catches on a few decent cops, rock cod, and the odd bream up in the Belito side. The offshore side has shown a lot of success, especially from Westbrook side down to Umhlanga, where anglers have been catching a lot of snook and also the odd yellowfin tuna. During the last week, the report on Gary catches has quieted down quite a bit in comparison with the last few weeks, although there has been a handful of reports from anglers catching some Gary from the Tongaat River mouth up to Sharkers Rock. Wishing all the anglers a very good week of angling tidelines.
Thank you, Deandra. Good to hear from you. Good report of what's been going on out there. You know what? I don't mind that scratching species. That's what I love about winter. There's the edibles around. And if you're fishing ultralight, that's always going to be a lot of fun. Now, as we move up the North Coast, I chatted with my friend Albert, who reports from out of there. And you know what? He told me there's a lot of shad. Yes, a lot of small shad, but there's got to be the bigger ones in between. I have no doubt about that. And then, of course, there's a lot of snapper salmon out at Mtanzini. In fact, Milky's at Mtanzini along with that snapper salmon. And then, of course, yes, Garrick. Of course, there's going to be Garrick. We know this. Garrick up at Richards Bay. Now, if you want to know about the offshore, well, guys, it is a tuna fest happening out there. Tuna for days. All right. So you're looking for tuna, you're going to head up the North Coast. That's on your offshore side. Now, let's see what's happening in the Midlands. Did it pick up? Well, Jan is going to tell us all about it.
Hey there, guys. So the weather gods are seemingly giving us a break, but the fish are holding steady and only slipping a couple through here and there. In short, it's been a rather tough week for the Midland. The weather break might also be rather short-lived if the forecast is anything to go by. So if you can get a gap, grab it and head on out to see if you can better your non-fishing catching odds of sitting in the office or at home. They have to be there and they are waiting for you. With the seemingly good weather, a number of Natal Fly Fishers Club anglers have been out and about, and there have been some good fish to show for their effort. In between the threw the proverbial kitchen sink at them and no knock casting at cruising fish. The fish that came to hand were all in the 17 to 21 inch or 43 to 50 centimeter bracket, which is certainly nothing to be sneezed at. Of interest, one of those was a brown trout, highly sought after in still waters, but usually also highly elusive. Water temperatures are reported hovering around the 9 to 10 degree mark. Last weekend saw the finals of the Tops Corporate Trophy Challenge taking place in the waters around Nottingham Road. With a frontal system making its presence felt and some rather icy conditions, the fishing was reportedly super slow. But with 60 anglers flogging the waters, there had to be some flies that found fish. The biggest fish over the preceding three legs taped in at 58 centimeters or 22.8 inches, but this was eclipsed with a 59.5 centimeter or 23.5 inch rainbow. Small and natural, said the reports on fly choice, with the bigger flies not producing. As the end of the month date for the Albert Falls Classic draws closer, the discussion between the theories around water conditions and fish are spawning, fishing remains slow at Albert Falls, and the question is, where are the bass? Remains a rather hot topic. On the upside, last weekend saw the PMB Bass Masters host a triple skins event at Albert Falls, and word is that some good fish came out. Midmar is reportedly fishing well, with 2 to 3 kilogram fish came out. Albert Falls is, however, fishing well for carp for both the bank, that is the papgoi, and the boatfly anglers. A small number 14 caddis dryfly pattern fish in the scum line was producing the goods. Guys, this is Jan Korobal reporting for Kingfisher Maritzburg and Angler News South Africa, and do stop in at the Kingfisher for the best in tackle and advice.
Jan, the best in tackle and advice, guys. I have no doubt about that. I was getting some advice from Jan this week about some saltwater flies. Yeah, oh, I can't wait to do that. I was so desperate. I was in my backyard the other day just practicing my fly casting, just waiting for this weekend because I know it's going to be so good. And I want to even try some fly out on the salt. And if you want to see what's going on with my fly fishing off the salt, I've also got some amazing flies from my friend Alan. Alan, well, he did a podcast with us on fly fishing. If you haven't heard it, you know, go back onto our podcast threads. You will find this podcast about fly fishing. And he explains why fly fishing is so good on the saltwater side. And he will follow my TikTok pages, guys. The flies he tied for me is guaranteed to get some fish this weekend. All right. So that is our Midlands. That is our North Coast. Now let's get into the action. Let's start it off with Ray Thompson and what's been going on in the Immense and Totes and surrounding areas.
It has been absolute mayhem with the lovely weather that we've had down at Margate, that Port Edward area. Again, bronze bream, cob, shad are starting to come out, and brasher. So there we go. The brasher are starting to make their appearance. I reckon another week or so and they'll be up here in the Durban area. Other than that, the Scottborough area produced quite a few blue rays last week, and the bronze bream are definitely moving in that vicinity. It's been very quiet in the Toti area as far as the cob go, unless you've been out on the boat. But inshore, the sea, the sidewash, and of course, the sandbanks are atrocious at the moment down in our area. There have been quite a few lessers, those blue-spotted lessers caught in Ilovo, and one or two small garrick, but the garrick seem to have quietened down quite a bit in our vicinity. Guys, go out there. This weekend's looking lovely once again. Go and have a lot of fun. Tight lines.
Thank you, Ray Thompson. Looks like that Immense and Totes right down to the south coast. Well, that Port Shepstone area was the curtain raiser for what's coming out right now. If you want to know, well, this is the main show. This is Adam. This is our South Coast guru. And earlier this week, he's telling me, Vinesh, there is a goose out here laying a golden egg on the South Coast. And after he sent me all these images, whoa, he was not joking. The South Coast is alive.
Hey, Vinesh, I hope you're doing well, my friend. And everybody on East Coast Radio has had an awesome week. So things down on the South Coast have, as usual, just been absolutely epic. Now, I know me and you had a chat earlier today saying that things up on the North Coast, Durban Central, were a little bit swak, but that is not the case down on the South Coast, Vinesh, because you know what? We just keep producing fish time after time. The place to be is the South Coast because that's where all the fish is happening. Now, let's just kick things off with cob and garrick from Sandspit, Port Shepstone area at the block, moving over to your deep water spot in Orange Rock to Margate Pier, the old faithful girl just shining a bright light down on the South Coast like a beacon. Moving right down the coast, the guys are getting awesome fish all over the show. Now, a special mention specifically for Margate Pier, that beacon of light. The guys got yellowtail today, Vinesh. Yellowtail on shad trace. Have you ever? During the day, they weren't of great sizes given, but it was still yellowtail off Margate Pier. So yes, guys, it's all happening down the South Coast as per usual. We're getting brusher, we're getting bream, we're getting blacktail, we're getting pinkies the size of dumpy cans, and not the small ones, Vinesh, the 500 mils. So yes, the guys are getting beautiful fish down here. Moving over to our rivers, however, very lovely to see that the Umtavuna River down in, I would say, Port Edward area, Wild Coast Casino, the guys are getting loads of juvenile cob. So good to see that river really flourishing at this moment. And then just a special mention even further south, down in Port St. John's, the guy that I know particularly for a company on the South Coast got himself a carp in the river. So Port St. John's River, carp fishing. Have you ever? I don't know. It's absolutely wild in the States, Vinesh. Yeah, I don't know. I'm lost for words because it is happening on the coast. Guys are saying, it might not be. It might be true. It might be false. Vinesh, you and I both know this to be true, my friend. So yes, the South Coast is still on fire, guys. And again, let's not look that gift horse in the mouth. Now, in terms of deep sea, I must say the guys have been getting some awesome tuna. So I know it won't fit in this particular time frame, but yes, the guys are getting some awesome tuna, getting some beautiful bottom fish. We have had a few days where the weather's been a bit meh, but you know what? It has not deterred the oaks. The sea's been a bit up and down, been a bit mixed. Currents have been strong one day and slack the next. But you know what? Our sea down here at this stage is producing fish, and it's not a lie.
Otherwise, I hope everyone has an awesome weekend ahead. Stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Yo, Adam, you absolute legend. What a way to round off the show. I mean, yellowtail off shad traces. Like, really, what in the world is going on Margate Pier? What is going on in Port St. John's? I mean, this week we saw shoals of carp swimming past, given, yes, they were small, but even carp off Port St. John's River. I mean, the South Coast, guys, it is flaming, it is boiling, it is erupting. It is a volcanic eruption of fish. I don't know how else to put it. I mean, Adam said it perfectly. It is going on. The fishing is going on. This is a slap of salt inspiration. And you have got to get out there and fish. Just fish. Just do it. Just put a bait in the water. There's no better time than right now. So guys, that's our show for this week. It's been absolutely awesome. Make sure to follow my socials. There's a lot more action that's going to be coming out. And that's where I will be updating it, like fresh, good, immediate content. Right? So TikTok, Angler News, go. And while you're out there, hey, hit that follow button. By the way, let me know in the comments of how you're feeling about this winter period. And let me know if you're fishing that shad competition. I'm going to see you out there. 3 weeks of fishing for shad. It's going to be amazing. Absolutely amazing. All right. So with that being said, until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.